Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring us anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
All right, so there's more to discuss besides inside the courtroom stuff. That's where we've been focused on for the beginning 2 hours of this program. The Wheat of Claws trial continuing tomorrow. I know I'm going back out. Ademo, you coming back out?
I'll be there.
All right, we're going back out tomorrow. We'll have an update for you on that with Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund tomorrow night. And in the meantime, of course, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. Plus, Mark, at some point here, and probably right now, actually, if you can, pull up that story about the school lunch ban.
And, well, just one other thing with the Bob thing. If anyone's looking for a quick story, Pete just posted something over at libertyontour.com. It's free-farmer-bob. So bulletin points of what went down today, and hopefully Jason and some of us others took video will have that out real soon.
Yeah, anything that that I can get my hands on, I'll repost over at freekeen.com as well, just as kind of a central location for a lot of that footage slash those articles. So stay tuned there. Lunch bags, Mark, apparently banned from one school in Chicago.
They're dangerous, you know. This is from the Chicago.
You could suffocate in one or something.
ChicagoTribune.com. not if they're paper. Chicago school bans some lunches brought from home. To encourage healthful eating, Chicago school doesn't allow kids to bring lunches or certain snacks from home. And some parents, many students, aren't fans of the policy. Fernando Dominguez cut the figure of a young revolutionary leader during a recent lunch period in his elementary school. Who thinks the lunch is not good enough? The seventh grader shouted to his lunchmates in Spanish.
Meaning the cafeteria lunch.
And English. Yeah. Elementary? Seventh grader? Dozens of hands flew in the air, and fellow students shouted along, "We should bring our own lunch. We should bring our own lunch. We
nice.
Should bring our
All
own
right.
lunch.
Mass yeah. civil disobedience.
Fernando waved his hand over the crowd and asked a visiting reporter, "Do you see the situation?"
Nice.
At this public school, the Little Village Academy on Chicago's west side, students are not allowed to pack lunches from home unless they have a medical excuse.
Jeez.
They must eat the food served in the cafeteria.
Ugh.
Or face.
Notice what they said here, that you need a medical excuse, and then early in the article they said bans some bag lunches. They ban all bag lunches
except
the ones
those.
With a doctor's note.
Yeah. Wow.
It's crazy. Principal Elsa Carmona said that she intended to, what her intention is to protect students from their own unhealthful food choices.
For the children.
Nutrition-wise, it's better for the children to eat at the school, Carmona says. It's all about the nutrition and the excellent quality food that they're able to serve in the lunchroom.
Our food is the best, and that is why we will force it down your throat. Because it's not just the best in the market, and you won't have to voluntarily choose to eat it. It's so good that we're just going to make you do it.
I highly doubt they're serving anything different than what I had in high school, which wasn't that long ago.
Right.
Which also reminds me a lot of what I eat while I'm in jail. So
cheap carbohydrate-filled slop.
I remember when I was in government high school, they actually served French fries every single day.
Yeah, they had a
You could order them a la carte and order as many fries as you wanted.
They had a French fry and hamburger line that sometimes subbed pizza, but they had the basically the healthy line, mm-hmm. The sort of normal meal line where you could get something that, you know, like I said, the carbohydrate slop with lots of salt in it. Or you could get the hamburger and pizza and French fries line.
Yep.
And what does this mean for the families that are, like, vegan or, you know, vegetarian?
Here, have a salad.
Yeah, well, they say here that if they have an allergy, and I imagine if you're a vegan, that you probably care enough to go to the doctor and get a doctor's note to claim that you have an allergy to, I don't know, things that moo.
Well, some of them have salad bars, so that's probably what they...
It could be. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. What I see, the pictures here, is nothing different than what I got served in
school.
Well,
I was being over one of the issues. A doctor's note would be like, I have a metal rod in my leg because of an accident. You know, I need certain access.
You can have...
My beliefs of not eating meat or wanting to choose some sort of alternative diet, like, what is a doctor going to say? Yes, he can eat what he wants here.
It could.
Go to school.
The fact is some people have tree nut and peanut allergies and things like
that. As I understand, that's why my question was, what do they do about the people who, it's not a medical condition, it's nearly a preference.
Yeah.
You know, then it's subjective again.
They can eat green beans.
sort of run the school.
Carmona said she created the policy 6 years ago after watching students bring bottles of soda and flaming hot chips on field trips.
6 years ago? This is not new, then.
Apparently it's not, but it's a new article.
Wow.
Although she would not name any other schools that employ such practice, she said it's fairly common. A Chicago Public School spokesperson said that she could not say how many schools prohibit packed lunches, and
she couldn't
the decision
say.
Is less to the judgment of the principals. Hmm. Well, there's no formal policy. Principals use common sense judgment based on their individual school environments.
I will pass the buck because I don't want to be responsible for answering this question, so you figure it out, reporter.
Or I didn't even know this was going on,
yeah.
As it's at the discretion of the principals.
In this case, the principal is encouraging the healthier choices and attempting to make an impact that extends beyond the classroom. By the way, really, do you think that the one meal a day that most kids eat at school...
Mommy, I want to eat more like I had at school today.
Right, can you
make me some of that square pizza with the cube pepperoni?
Veggie Mac, huh? No, Veggie Mac. Whatever, the disgusting stuff that they serve you. Good Lord. There's no formal policy. Principals use common sense judgment based on their own school's environments. Any school that bans homemade lunches also puts more money in the pockets of the district's food provider.
Sure enough.
That's Chartwell's Thompson. The federal government pays the district for each
the local monopoly provider.
Free or reduced lunch taken, and the caterer receives a set fee from the district per lunch.
How did the parents let this happen before, like, the children are the ones standing up and throwing the food around on the cafeteria?
What are the parents going to do? Stop paying taxes?
I mean, they
go to the PTA meeting?
I mean, they're better than doing nothing. I mean, you let your seven-year-old or seventh grader or something, so like, what, 12 or something? Like, come on, people. I mean, I'm going to make my child's lunch. Like, is there anything? Like, my mom used to make my lunch every day. Like,
I have to say, I'm pretty excited about this. Fernando, what was his name?
Yeah.
The young gentleman that was
standing up and saying, we ain't going to take it no more.
Right. He's leading the opposition in this case. But what brought the reporters to the school in the first place? They mentioned that he was addressing this whole lunch room full of kids.
I have read the whole article, and I have no indication as to what brought them, brought it
very
to their attention. It's been 6 years, and I have no indication.
Maybe it would be awesome if you emailed them or something.
Yeah, maybe it's this young man. I don't know.
Could be.
Or how? Because you would figure the school didn't call them, right? The school didn't say, come in and look at our, horrible lunch program that is subjective.
Well, it just takes one person. I mean, it just to inspire other people to do something like bring their bag lunch from home, it takes somebody to stand up and to say something about it, to bring attention to the issue, and to encourage those folks, and maybe lead by example, and then to, can you imagine Fernando brings a bag lunch from home and is taken away by the principal or by the school's aides off to the principal's office and, suspended from school for a few days, and then maybe the next day five other people do the same thing, and then 20 other people do the same thing the day after that. I mean, it could happen. We had something like that happen here in Keene, New Hampshire with the 420 celebrations, where first it was two people smoking pot in Central Square, and then it was like five, and then it was eight, and then it was 20, and then before you knew it, it was 100-plus people.
Exactly, yeah.
What do they do then? Are they going to ban all the kids from school? Of course not.
Yeah. I also do...
It'd be the end of that policy.
The kids are in school for, 6, 7, 8 hours a day?
Something like that.
Then they get out and they, they can stop off at some 7-Eleven or something like that.
Sure.
Or whatever Coke and Zoom Zooms and Wham Whams they want to buy. So this is just a way to shove money into the pockets of politically connected organizations.
Great point.
At the discretion of the principal, too. So all I got to do is grease the principal because the principal is the one responsible for enforcing this law. So it probably doesn't get to the scenario Ian gave, but it probably will be resolved with just this, luckily.
Maybe.
This is a fundamental infringement on parental responsibility, said J. Justin Wilson, a senior researcher at the Washington-based Center for Consumer Freedom, which is partially funded by the food industry. Which, I suppose that matters if you think that people buying the food they want is bad, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Government knows best. Just eat whatever they tell you. 800-259-9231. And that kind of does send that message, doesn't it, to young people? Look, we know what's best. Don't have your mom and dad make your food for you. We'll handle that.
Well, it sends a message to the parents saying, we got this. You can continue, not having to worry about something else in your child's life.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwave. This is Free Talk Live.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call, but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan? Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free. Bring us anything you like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Also, Porkfest is coming up. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C, as in porcupine, porkfest.com, to get registered for this excellent event that is going to be happening June 20th through the 26th. Now, last year it was officially only for the weekend. This year they have officially doubled the length of the event. And Damo, you and myself, Mark, we're all going up there for the entirety.
Indeed.
The whole weekend.
The entire week.
Week, excuse me, yes.
Monday through Sunday. It's going to be a blast. It was last year. It was every year prior to that. It keeps getting better every year. Imagine hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all converging in the same campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Just an incredible location. The people are amazing. All kinds of activities, everything from there's going to be live music performances to family fun activities, agorism in action, stuff like karaoke, soapbox idol, all kinds of vendors, people that are selling stuff without asking the government's permission. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, your typical camping, socializing, and hanging out as well. You know, meet liberty activists from all over the country.
That's right.
Even.
So get on over here, and if you've been looking for an excuse to see New Hampshire, this is a perfect opportunity. There are going to be bus tours of some of the areas of New Hampshire, some of the more popular destinations like Manchester and Keene. So you'll be able to actually get away from the campground during some of the weekdays and go and actually see the rest of New Hampshire on kind of a guided tour. I know that I think it's our very own JJ, our Thursday night co-host, will be providing said tour, I believe, of Keene. And I think they're doing some kind of a tour prior to Porkfest, like the week prior to, people kind of touring around the state and staying over a night or something like that in different places.
Everybody that I talk to that is thinking about coming to Porkfest, I encourage them to come sooner or stay a little later to check out your local, you know, Manchester, Keene, Grafton area.
Yep. Yeah, you want to see the places that you might consider moving if you're considering moving.
Absolutely. So go to porkfest.com, get registered. The registration fee is all of $30. Now, obviously, your camping is going to be a little bit more on top of that, so you have to figure all that out. And, of course, you'll get the details on where the campground is and how to get in touch with them over at porkfest.com. Use our discount code, though, to save 20%. The discount code is FREETALKLIVE. Just run it all together as one word. FREETALKLIVE to save 20% at porkfest.com as we go to your phone calls about what you want. Captain Ned is in Florida. Captain Ned, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Demo, and Mark.
Hey, gentlemen, good evening tonight.
Hey, Ned.
Hey, man, bless your little cotton socks, like we say down the southern several states. Where are your constitutional attorneys for the warfare you're fighting up there in the courtrooms?
That's a great question. I've been asking that for a while. So
well, hey, not to interrupt you, Ian. That's Ian, right?
That was a demo.
All right, not to interrupt you, but let me make a Captain Ed call to the several states. All you long-haired, gray-haired constitutional attorneys in New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, you know, kiss your 17, 18, 19-year-old girlfriends goodbye. You know, tell your wives whatever you usually tell them and head up in a big limousine convoy up to New Hampshire and help these boys out.
Yeah. Well, that sounds great.
Yep, and they certainly need some help.
Well, yeah, let me read you a little something, something you slipped behind your license. This is from a constitutional attorney in the northern tier states to law enforcement. Get your pens out. My attorney has instructed me not to talk to anyone about my case. I will not answer any questions about my case, nor will I respond to any accusations. I've been instructed to observe my Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment guarantees. I request that my counsel be notified prior to any search, examination, identification, test, or confrontation of any kind. Finally, to law enforcement, prior to his being notified, I do not consent to any of the above. What do you think?
I think that's pretty good. Now, Adamo is here from copblock.org tonight, and Adamo, you've got a lot of experience dealing with the police, and in a lot of cases, most people don't. So having a note or something like that describing similar things that Captain Ned just suggested to hand to the police, what do you think about that for a tactic for somebody that may be a little bit intimidated by actually asking questions and dealing with the cops?
I think that's great, especially for a scenario in which the cops are sprung on you, meaning where you're pulled over. It'd be nice when they come to the window, hand them your driver's license if need be, and that card, and that you end that there. Let the man bring you back your ticket and go about your way, especially if you haven't filmed police officers before, you don't have the ability to film police officers at the time. Just get it out there, end it. You know, we just did a revamp at copblock.org, so we approved the things that we had there, but one of the things we're looking to expand is to bring a resources page. And this is actually on the checklist, so we're hoping to be able to provide that at copblock.org in PDF file.
One of the things you might be able to do there, Captain Ned, is drop by copblock.org and then click into the forum because you guys just started up the forum, and it's tough starting up a forum from scratch. So getting people the the incentive that they need to come there and to experience whatever that level of community will be, hopefully in the future, you need to start somehow early on and get people to post things. So something like that, I think, might be a useful post. Like, you know, you just read that over the air, Captain Ned, but most people are in their car probably right now listening, so they may not have the ability to transcribe. Whereas if you were to go to the copblock.org, go to the forum there, you could just jot that all down on the forum, and then other people could kind of chime in and, you know, add into that.
And so the quick URL that people that want to go to the forum is copblock.org/forum. So,
you know what, guys, man, I'm mostly locked back into the Abacus days, but one of these high-tech citizens of several states, somebody can transcribe that. But anyway, let me go down right.
They can,
the
but, you know, that's passing the buck, and usually it's not as good of an idea if you didn't come up with it. So if,
okay,
maybe they will, maybe they won't, Captain Ned. What's the
I
other
hope
issue?
They do.
I agree with you.
What was the other issue? Did you have something else?
Okay. Anyway, let me go down record as saying these cops out there, a lot of them, at 2:18 a.m. tonight, they're going into a roach-filled, lice-infected apartment to rouse somebody out. These are men of the several states who are doing a job that most of us wouldn't even dream of doing. But there are some bad cops, like there's bad attorneys, bad doctors, bad everything. But these guys are doing yeoman's work.
I don't know. I get this question a lot, that there aren't as many bad officers, I think, or that I seem to find with my video camera. And my answer to that is it's the institution. Their job is forcing them to do bad things. The officers today who stripped us of our electrical gear, recording gear, were bad cops. They're probably not bad people, but their job...
They probably love their families a lot. You know?
Well, gentlemen, let me interrupt just one time, and I'm over and out.
Probably
going to
starve their dog.
No.
I'm over and out after this. You need a William Cutler-esque type attorney to come up there, ponytail it all, and drop the hammer for you guys, man.
I'd love to see that happen, but the trick is they have to do it on spec. And thank you, Captain Ned. I appreciate hearing from you. Because most of the people up here can't afford to hire an attorney, at least not the folks that I know. Maybe
a handful. I don't think an attorney would do me any good. The attorneys that I could have gotten for my most serious case right now in Massachusetts for felony wiretapping weren't going to be my best interest. The attorneys that are appointed to me are the ones pushing me to make a deal, to talk through the system and work through this stuff. It's not the good way to get, you know, to me it's all on video. With Bob, all his facts are, it's my property, it's my body. I mean, these are sound principles, things that are proven, and yet it doesn't seem to matter on either side.
Well, even after the fact, your partner over at LibertyOnTour.com, Pete, he was aggressed against in the local courthouse here, where they took him to the ground, they put a knee on his head. It was very, very violent,
dragged
the way they
away.
Arrested him for having a hat on in court. Charges ended up being dropped. And that's basically the state admitting they have no case. They did the wrong thing in this particular case. You'd think with a case like that, an attorney would jump all over that and say, all right, countersuit, civil suit, we're going to make some money off of this, going to get the state, going to teach him a lesson, give him a little spanking.
There's plenty of attorneys that know about it.
Pete has approached a couple liberty-oriented attorneys, and they basically told him, yeah, there's not much we can do. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. But we'd love to have the magic attorney show up and save us all.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem. The rock band Ravelin.
Dragon thrones have their tools.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com. Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at mainmilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you'd like. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And we invite you to our website where you get to control the content. You and other listeners can submit whatever you would like to the site as far as interesting links, maybe a link to a news article or YouTube video or something like that. And then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive, and that's not the only way you can do it. Of course, we get the BBS, which is essentially our message board, and there's our chat room as well, and other ways for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, we talk about gold and silver investing, you know, either as a hedge against inflation or barter currency or, you know, as an investment itself all the time. And I've been watching silver very closely. It went up to $42 today and then bebopped on back down to $40. Experts have been predicting there was going to be a dip and that dip would be the time to buy because it's going to go back up. I think that dip is today. I mean, there was a $2 volatility in the price of silver today. Go to gold.freetalklive.com, get some silver, get 20 coins or more, and do it today, and you'll thank me for it. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number here. If we get a chance, we'll talk a little bit about peaceful resistance. But first, we'll go to Leo, listening in Oregon. Leo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks
Leo.
For taking me.
Yeah, no problem. What's on your mind tonight?
I worked. Give me a second here.
It's all right. Nothing but time.
I worked on a wind farm here in eastern Oregon, and it brought a lot of jobs into the community. And I've heard, reports. There's been the same company that. Engaged in the project last time is wanting to, put some more wind turbines up, but there's been public outcry, and about 53% of the people in Union County have actually floated it down.
Why are they? What is the outcry surrounding? Is it the poor birdies?
It's environmental. It's environmentalism. I've read stuff like bats imploding in midair, which I don't know. That'd be pretty fun to see. I can't.
What's imploding? I'm sorry. I'm just.
I don't know, just dropping dead out of the sky.
The birds.
Or, you know, well, that,
I think he's talking about that YouTube video where all the birds were dead in the city.
Yeah, the claim was that it was for bats. And,
bats.
But, you know, I guess the main thing was birds. It was disrupting natural habitat for birds, and people didn't like. And, you know, I don't really know the whole argument. Now, the only,
one I've ever heard was the bird argument.
And all I've ever heard is that sometimes they hit the blades, but sometimes they hit place glass windows, too.
I guess I'd also heard that...
I've never seen the picture on the internet of all the little bird bones that are piled up underneath a one particular windmill. I don't know how many birds one windmill is responsible for killing, and I'd like to know how many that versus a plate glass window. I'd just like to see the numbers.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I guess the big question... The question that I had was, essentially these things were, they produced so much energy that, they were pretty lucrative, and the power company was willing to pay for an easement to the landowners where the wind turbines were actually on, so they're not actually buying the land. But, and they're partially government subsidized because there's, like, green money behind it.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you were to go be against that, then you'd have to be against like half of the things in this country.
Subsidies?
Subsidies, yeah.
I'm against those.
I'm against them too, but there's grants for, we got like grants to improve a roadway out here, grants
it's
for parks.
It's just so hard to please these people. And when I say that, I mean the people that are just obsessed over the ideal, some sort of crazy ideal of what they think the environment should be and how they want to use the government and the violence of the state to attempt to impose their particular environmental beliefs on everyone else. I like the environment. I like having clean air to breathe and, clean water to drink, and I like trees, and I like pretty things. I was commenting on the mountains today as we were driving through New Hampshire and Vermont up north. So I'm a fan of having a nice place in which to live. However, I don't like the idea of forcing my neighbors to do things like install a wind farm. Oh, wait, no, we can't do that now. It's a bad idea now. It was a good idea to use natural resources to power things, but, we found out it hurt some birds. So what do they want to do? Like, what is the ideal of these people that were pushing wind? Now they're not so much pushing wind, or maybe they never were in the first place. What is the ideal form of natural energy?
There is an ideal, and that ideal is to let everybody who uses energy choose how they're going to consume that energy. Some people will want coal energy. Some people will want wind energy. Some people will want hydro energy. And those people should be able to make that decision. And because we have a monopoly on energy production given by local municipalities, people don't get to make that choice.
I don't know if you guys can answer this question, because I worked on the project, and I got to see a little bit of the technology. And, after the project was done, I was actually able to work in the towers themselves, which was, it's kind of working like working on a land ship. They actually sway, and you actually can get motion sickness and everything.
Wow.
It was a really cool job. But the thing that it struck me is like, okay, if these things pay for themselves in 5 years, I don't know here, because it's been less than 5 years since the first phase of this wind farm went up. Do they eventually lower in other places? Because I know in California has had them for, over a decade at least. Do they actually reduce your electric bill? And if they don't, then what's the point?
They built a bunch of these back in Wisconsin where I was from, and the state actually came in, and if you didn't, like, take this, like, I think it was 80% of actually the land value, and they only wanted, like, a small chunk of these farmers' land. So the farmer wouldn't sell this small of a plot to you to build a house on, because you couldn't build a house on it. So anywho, they would take it, and they were promised these same things, that it would pay for themselves for the state side, and these individuals would get, like, tax breaks, it would be credited to their account for it, depending on how well it did. Well, unlike that might be true in the private sector, where businesses have to practice business honestly, but here, like any other promise the government had, they lied. They weren't getting the tax breaks. They actually, the government actually then came in because they bought the land and like reassessed their value at a higher rate, taxing the individual farmers more, and gave on the promises of having this, you know, I think it was only like $1,000 or $1,100 a year that they would give back to these people off of after these things have paid for themselves and they paid back the loans that they did to get them. All of it was a lie. So what you're saying is a good business decision when the government is involved. But when the government's involved, they don't have to follow through on their decisions. Their contracts mean nothing. It's take, 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 and what benefits them or the individual that is them at the time. So I wouldn't see too many promises on it.
Leo, anything else you want to share tonight?
I heard the last caller. Now, was the name of that website copblock.com?
That's right. Copblock.org. That's COPBLOCK.ORG.
Yeah, well, the thought crossed my mind. You know, I'm friends with a state cop out here, and we see eye to eye, you know, and we were going over the Department of Homeland Security stuff, and he said, this is ridiculous. I have no intention of enforcing it, and I've talked to other people. So I think there's a lot of cops out there that who have opened eyes.
Thank goodness.
So that's the kind of cop that should be turned on to the Oath Keepers. I don't know if it's oathkeepers.com or .org or whatever.
Yeah,
it's a group of cops and former military and military guys that are saying, former cops that are saying they're never going to violate their oath and they'll never confiscate weapons and things like that.
Oathkeepers.org.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd be interested in talking with your friend, too, at coplock.org. Again, I've had four or five officers that have emailed me with those sentiments, but none of them want to write. I'd really like to find an officer that'd like to write.
To write for the blog, you mean?
Exactly.
Oh, that'd be great. Hey, thanks, Leo. I appreciate hearing from you, man, at 800-259-9231. Of course, we've had Bradley Jardis, who's a former law enforcement officer. He's been blogging off and on over at freekeen.com. I would recommend him, but he's a little off and on at the moment, so I'm not sure how on he will be. But when he's on, he's great, man. He's a great blogger. And he's got a lot of experience, having been on the police force for about 10 years of his life, and then left because he found the ideas of liberty and he just couldn't handle it anymore. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free. Even in the remaining moments, there is enough time for your phone call. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. That's 800-259-9231. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. If you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that affiliate link there, or those affiliate links for those of you in the UK, Canada, Germany. We've got them for you, too, in addition to the U.S. You click in the appropriate link. That'll take you to Amazon, and then whatever you shop and buy, Free Talk Live gets a portion of Amazon's profits. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Mark, let's jump into this story here. I don't know if we'll get through the whole thing, but the peaceful resistance, comparison between what happened in Libya or is happening in Libya and the Egyptian more peaceful revolution. What transpired?
Yeah, the New York Times here at newyorktimes.com has decided to go ahead and kind of compare the two. Obviously, people know that in Egypt there were, you know, some protesters that got together in Tahrir Square. They met up every single day, and you know, over time their numbers grew, and they had what was largely a peaceful resistance to the regime going on there, whereas over in Libya they had a different situation almost entirely. You know, they did do some protesting and that kind of thing, but when the crackdown came from Muammar Gaddafi, then, well, they reacted in an entirely different fashion. They picked up arms and they fought back. And the New York Times here is showing that, in fact, there was a difference in the way that they reacted and a difference in the results. And, in fact, when people do nonviolent resistance, they are more successful in overturning their governments. And it's an amazing thing to imagine.
I believe it.
Yeah, one would think that using guns and, you know,
amazing, like fire with fire.
Yeah, weaponry. I mean, I know the feeling. Believe me, when I think about some of the tyranny that goes on here, I get really upset. Mm-hmm. And I can see why people want to use arms to overthrow governments. But apparently it's not as effective. In a study recently conducted with Maria Steffeman, now strategic planner at the State Department, compared the outcomes of hundreds of violent insurgencies with those of major nonviolent resistance campaigns from 1900 to 2006. Obviously, there's not a lot of resistance movements going on, so you have to widen your time frame out. Mm-hmm. We found that over 50% of nonviolent movements succeeded. Repeat that back to me.
Over 50%.
Over 50% of nonviolent movements succeeded, compared with only 25% of violent insurgencies.
It's a big difference.
Why? For one thing, people don't have to give up their jobs, leave their families, or agree to kill anyone to participate in a nonviolent campaign. That means such movements tend to draw a wider range of participants, which gives them more access to members of the regime, including security forces and economic elites, who often sympathize with or even relatives of some of the protesters. What's more, oppressive regimes need the loyalty of their personnel to carry out their orders. Violent resistance tends to reinforce that loyalty. Because, I mean, if you've got somebody to fight against, your buddies in the trench are your buddies.
But that's what they've been trained to do, by the way, is fight.
Peaceful resistance undermines it. When security forces refuse orders to, say, fire on a peaceful protester, regimes must accommodate the oppression or give up power. Precisely what happened in Egypt. Now, I want you to try to imagine the difference between, you know, fighting next to some guy that you may or may not like in a, you know, a police force, you know, against a violent uprising. Then imagine that same guy clocking somebody in the head who's done nothing, a nonviolent protester, and how you're going to feel about that guy then.
Yep.
It entirely changes the scenario. This is why the Egyptian president, Hosni Mubarak, took such great pains to use armed thugs to try to provoke the Egyptian demonstrators into using violence.
Right. It's typical. It's not just Mubarak that does this. Also, cops in this country have been caught doing these.
Don't put Asian provocateurs. Who knows how much of that violence that actually occurred during the Egyptian situation was Mubarak's people?
I would say a good amount. I mean, they were caught doing those things, from what I understand, in a number of cases.
If other uprisings across the Middle East remain nonviolent, however, we should be optimistic about the prospects for democracy there. These people, obviously, this is New York Times, right? They think democracy is great. That's because, with a few exceptions, most notably Iran, nonviolent revolutions tend to lead to democracy. Although the change is not immediate, our data shows that from 1900 to 2006, 35% to 40% of authoritarian regimes that faced major nonviolent uprisings had become democracies 5 years after the campaign ended.
That's an interesting statistic because it makes me wonder. I mean, you talk about how successful the nonviolent resistance is, and then that nonviolent campaigns lead to democracy, but we have so-called democracy in this country. So what will the nonviolent peaceful evolution lead to here? Hopefully a completely voluntary or consent-based society. What comes after democracy?
It sounds like the steps are going that way. I mean, we violently got to a democracy here. You know, so now all these other nations are coming to one peacefully, so maybe we'll be the first to peacefully leave a democracy.
I'd like to point out that somewhere right now, some old codger Republican is screaming at his radio, "This is not a democracy!
Yeah,
we live in a republic. Democracy! We live in a republic! This is a republic!"
Yeah.
And to that guy, just take a deep breath. Hold on. Tell me the operative difference between a democracy and a republic.
Well, we elect representatives in a republic.
That's true.
And you respect rights.
A direct democracy certainly is a democracy where everybody gets a vote. But tell me about this respecting rights thing. What other?
You have the Constitution, the Bill of Rights.
I understand we have a Constitution. What makes this a republic because we have a Constitution? What other republic, in fact, respects rights?
The People's Republic of China.
Right. I mean, there's no other republic, whether it's the Senate of Rome. I mean, that was the only other republic that I know of that was prior to the United States Republic. So this idea that we live in a republic is really just fallacious. It's just some term that someone's come up with. It means nothing. One in Greek, one means, democracy means of the people, and the other one, republic in Latin, means for the people or something like that. Democracy.
Don't forget the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. That's a republic.
Right, there's another republic. I mean, republics are all over. Republic means nothing. Take a pill. Republic means nothing. So going on here, for the nonviolent campaigns that succeeded, the figure increases to well over 50%. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to prove here, what these folks have done with science, is they've shown that nonviolent uprisings, if you can get enough people, are successful, whereas violent uprisings generally fail. So nonviolent generally succeeds, violent generally fails. This is why on Free Talk Live, although 5 years ago, Ian and I were the kind of people who are like, get your AK-47, bury 5,000 rounds in the backyard, make sure you got plenty of solid gold Krugerrands on hand, and get ready to smoke them if you got them. I mean, that kind of, you know, Wolverines, kill the bad guys mentality. We've set it aside because it doesn't work. It's not very smart. And, you know, it's a waste of life and energy.
Sure, we've evolved to knowing that, like, you fighting with cannonballs and muzzle loaders and pointing them at each other in fields isn't the way to solve conflict disputes. But how much of this is accredited to that times, and how much of it is accredited to those times mixed with the fact that back in the day, Stalin would just kill you all or, you know, mow you down in the streets. Egypt, would they have done this if there weren't the internet, if there wasn't Twitter, if we weren't able to send something across the globe in a nanosecond?
Indeed, and that is a difference. You know, with Gaddafi's situation, I don't know how I would have dealt with him. I mean, the guy's clearly off his rocker insane. Mubarak, you know, had some kind of grip on reality. I don't know how Gaddafi would have continued to deal with his people if they would have continued nonviolence. I don't know. I'm not on the ground there, but I can say that in most scenarios...
It gives you the moral high ground.
Yeah, it does give you the moral high
There's
ground.
There's no
guarantee. In most situations, the authoritarian leader will not go out and kill tens of thousands of nonviolent protesters.
Just make them look bad.
Yeah, it does. Now, I'm not saying they won't kill hundreds. I think
right. There's no guarantee.
Hundreds got killed in Egypt. But how many have died in Libya? And will that succeed?
Well, it might. I'm saying that there's a lot of things in the pot to be made to mix whatever the cake or batter that comes out of it. But like North Korea that Ian brought up, do you think they could get out of their situation in a peaceful, nonviolent
I think
form
that
of
anybody
action?
Can change their situation through peaceful evolution. But for North Korea's people
to
do
great
that,
leader who will just
but for them right for them to do that, they would have to have their minds change first, right? In order to get to what we're looking for, which is to have a bunch of liberty minded people come here and get active for freedom in New Hampshire, we've got to get people's minds changed to the ideas that these are this is possible.
I totally agree with all that. I'm saying that if a million people in the United States went out and did cooperative, peaceful activism, it would be 10 times more successful, and we could probably win peacefully. If that same thing happened in Korea, I'll kill them all, and then there would be a violent uprising to where we were thinking topple the government.
It just all depends on how many people are on your side and what other people think and what the undercurrents of freedom are in North Korea. And we have no idea because most people aren't allowed to go there and talk to folks and find out. It's like a prison colony. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.